Good afternoon, Rangel. It's April 15th, and this is your regular afternoon 4:48 COVID update. And I'm Mayor Steve Prasunka, and we have City Manager Lisa Von Bargen on the line as well. We had a good meeting, assembly meeting last night with an outstanding update. And Lisa, could I just get you to maybe go through the highlights of the COVID update from last night at the assembly meeting, please?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. So we had an update from Captain Spray about a handful of items. And then really the biggest information that came was from Dr. Prasunka from Rangel Medical Center, who spoke about a number of different items related to the hospital's capacity and encouraged us as we consider looking at reopening when the state says that we can do that, what our thresholds are here in Rangel locally for dealing with an outbreak if that should happen as we're trying to get things back on track again when the governor moves forward with that. We had an update from Superintendent Lancaster also talking about the state's decision to keep schools closed through the end of the school year and what the school district is doing to make sure that our students are getting the education and the food that they need. And so we just had it was really great updates all the way around and good discussion. And additionally, we had some outstanding comment from persons to be heard. A couple of representatives spoke about their desire to see some forward movement on recovery activities rather than just still playing the waiting game for a potential outbreak here. How are we going to plan to transition back to being the fully engaged and thriving economy that we are here in Rangel?
Absolutely, and I think there was some great feedback. Both of them put some good challenge out to the assembly and city manager. And so to that end, tomorrow we are going to be meeting with our economic development director and the vice mayor and myself, along with the city manager and the clerk, and starting to discuss putting together a committee looking at developing an economic recovery plan for the community and getting that out to the public so folks know where we stand. And I'll be asking for two assembly members to head up on that and work towards that. So
I apologize, may I interject? One of the things I also discussed last night is we understand that those businesses that were required to close by governor's mandates are facing significant hardship. And to that end, we want to try to help as much as we can. And so I'm putting together a provision that would allow those businesses that were required to close to be able to defer sales tax remittance to the borough. And so please stay tuned for that if anybody is interested. You certainly don't have to defer sales tax remittance, but we'll be getting that out here probably the beginning of next week, because sales tax payments for the first quarter of the year are due at the end of this month. So I've got to have something in place here shortly. So please stand by for that, business owners that might be impacted.
That's excellent. And whatever we can do to help people weather this storm, we will do it. The governor today has made an announcement, although I haven't seen the official announcement, it's been all over the media, that Governor Dunleavy is lifting the temporary ban on elective surgery. And that is going to enable people to get in to get the things done that they have been holding off to get done, and anything from getting something repaired in your knee to possibly having some elective procedure. And that will hopefully help to also kickstart the economy. And it also is allowing curbside pickup of alcohol and the home delivery of beer and wine with takeout orders. And again, he's hoping that this will spur folks on to keep injecting some dollars into the economy. He was quoted as saying, "We're hoping that we're entering into a period where we can manage this, where Alaskans can manage this with the healthcare system that's in place." We're pleased that the president has empowered the governors to make their local decision on how and when they should loosen up measures. But Lisa, one of the questions that keeps coming up over and over again is what is state mandated and what is locally mandated, and what can we do now without the state doing anything. Can you maybe go over that really quickly for folks?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. So I want to be clear. State Mandate 11 is what requires a shelter in place statewide. And even though the borough has a shelter in place order as well, the state's, of course, supersedes ours and is actually more restrictive than ours is. So until that gets lifted, the borough cannot consider lifting our own. The state has that in place. The other thing is that the businesses that are currently closed in Wrangell and around the state are closed because of state mandate. They're not closed because of something that the borough did. When we issued the order to shelter in place, we encouraged those businesses that were non-essential to close. And however, it was not a mandate, but the state issued a mandate for closure of non-essential businesses, non-critical infrastructure. And so really the state is in the driver's seat with regard to lifting those bans and opening those things, allowing those businesses to open back up. And we will certainly be taking a look at watching very closely what the governor is doing with regard to those things. But as I mentioned last night at the assembly meeting, under the critical workforce infrastructure attachment A, number 20 specifically states that businesses that can operate while practicing social distancing, where there are not more than 10 people in the business at a time, including employees, are considered critical infrastructure and can operate. So if we have a business here in Wrangell that can do that, I certainly encourage you to take advantage of that. That does sort of fly in the face of the shelter in place order that is in place from the state. But again, if you are able to do this via social distancing, I certainly encourage people to do that very carefully. But again, make sure you're practicing your hygiene and all of those things when you're out, wearing a mask, social distancing, washing your hands, all of those things.
Excellent. And I just wanted to also quickly mention that Assemblymember DeLong today on our community page started a little resource thread that I thought was excellent with the things that are going on in the community. I encourage folks to get over to, if you're on Facebook, to get over to the community page and have a look at those as well. Pacific Seafood, our local processor that is going to be operating this summer, is looking for seasonal help. And they have ads up at the grocery stores, as well as it's on the social media on the community website, to join the Wrangell team. And they are looking to try and staff the processing plant this year with locals. Lisa, before we run out of time, we've got about a minute and a half left here. Could you please just go over some good mask hygiene techniques for folks that are listening in today?
Yeah, you bet. I want to thank Cindy at KSDK for actually reaching out to us and suggesting we do this. So there are homemade masks being delivered all over the community, and we want to thank those folks who are doing all of that wonderful sewing for us. Just a reminder, and you may hear my voice muffled a little bit. I have one of those masks on right now. Just a reminder, when you get the mask, make sure that you wash it in hot water before it's worn, and make sure that you wash it every day after you wear it. The other thing you want to make sure of is that you are, and if you can't put it in the washing machine, obviously you're not going to run a whole load for that. Make sure you wash it in your sink with hot water and soap to make sure that it's clean every day. The other thing you want to do is, taking the mask on and off during the day, make sure you sanitize your hands before you're doing that. Otherwise, you're using dirty hands to loop those things around your hair and around your ears. So make sure you're practicing good hygiene throughout the day when you're doing that as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Lisa. Well, listen, we are just about out of time. Again, we want to thank the community for their efforts in social distancing and really helping Wrangell, as was stated last night by Mr. Parkinson, that we have actually flattened our curve with no cases. That's fantastic. And again, today we're proud to be able to report that Wrangell has kept COVID out. So thank you very much, Wrangell. And please tune in again tomorrow for an update at 5:30 from the city manager, from the chambers. Thank you and have a good day.